We're in Siman Tuf Reish Tzadi Hei, which is a very, very exciting Siman regarding Hilchos Purim. Discusses the Indian of drinking on Purim, Sudas Purim, and the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. A very, very exciting Siman. Before we start Tuf Reish Tzadi Hei, I just want to clarify something that was said in the last year in Siman Tuf Reish Tzadi Dalem Matanos Avyonim. In Matanos Avyonim, we know that you have to give to two aniyim, each one gets a matana. You have to give money or food to each of two aniyim. Now the Bir Halacha says, in Dibor Maschil Shnei Aniyim, V'lo Yitein Lahem Kodem Purim. You may not give it out before Purim. Now, interesting to note, there is a Rambam in Perashat Mishnayos and a Tosfos Yontif that holds that already from Yud Aleph, you can be Mekayim Matanos Lavyonim, from Yud Aleph Adar. That date first appears in the very first Mishnah of Maseches Megillah. It discusses that from Yud Aleph one can already start reading the Megillah in certain circumstances. But here, the Mishnah Berurah tells us from the Magen Avraham, who's quoting the Ma'or, V'lo Yitinem Kodem Purim, don't give Matanos Lavyonim before Purim. Why? Dil ma'ach lilahu kodem purim, because when purim, the whole point of matanos avyonim is so that the aniyim will have food or money to buy food for the suda. If you're going to give it to them before purim, it's not going to make it to purim, and it's not going to enable them to have food at their purim suda. So there are achronim that want to be medayik over here from this Magen Avraham, that if you could create a situation where the ani is unable to spend the money before Purim, that it should be okay. That means we're not, it sounds like there's no problem over here in the no saying giving the matanos lavyonim before Purim. The problem is in the makabel, the one receiving the matanos, he shouldn't spend it before Purim. So they discuss, what if you put a tanai on the money that he may not spend it before Purim? Maybe that's good, maybe that's not good. And the situation that we mentioned, I believe, in the last year, if you have people in Chutz La'aretz giving Matanos Lavyonim to Aniyei Eretz Yisrael, not Aniyei Yerushalayim, it's a Ben Yudalad giving to a Ben Yudalad. Excuse me. You're giving, someone from New York is giving to someone in Bnei Brak. So we said in the last year that you have to give it by Yom, and therefore it has to be given out at 2 in the afternoon so that it's Purim, both for the Nosein and the Makabel. But it comes out according to this Bir Halacha, quoting the Magen Avraham, quoting the Ma'or, it turns out that you don't need it to be Purim for the Nosein. The Ikar is that the Makabel doesn't spend it before Purim. So in that case, if you give it out at 10 in the morning, in Bnei Brak, even though it's 3 o'clock in the morning in New York, it's not yet Purim day, and the mitzvahs are supposed to be done by Yom, not by Laila. Suda by Laila will soon see doesn't count. Mishloach Manos by Laila doesn't count. L'chora Matanos Avyonim doesn't count, but why doesn't it count? Because we want the Ani to have the money by Yom. But in this case, it is Yom for the Ani. For the one receiving the money in Bnei Brak, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Oh, for you, it's only 3 o'clock in the morning. You, the no-sane in New York? That's no problem, because we learned over here that the whole problem with giving the money before Purim is that it won't be there by Purim. Here, it's there by Purim, so it shouldn't be a problem. So the Rav Maishul of Ackerman said, in Achinami, it should not be a problem. He agreed, halacha, and I spoke this over again with Rav Nevenzal, who also agreed, la'alach la'maisa, the money does not have to be given out in the afternoon. As long as it is Purim for the Makabel, that is good enough. Okay, that's to just be mashlim Siman Tuf Reish Tzadi Dalet. Now we're starting Siman Tuf Reish Tzadi Hei. Dinei Seudas Purim. We start with the Ramah. Very rarely do we start with the Ramah. Here we start with the Ramah. Hagah, mitzvah l'harbos b'seudas Purim. There's a mitzvah to go all out by Sudas Purim. Uvesuda achas yotzim, you only need one Suda. The Mishnah Berurah here, Sifkat and Aleph, tells us, Mikamakom nochon le'echol gam b'layla. It's proper to also eat at night, not a Suda. And there are dafka, those that say that one should not eat meat at night, so as not to think that you have fulfilled your obligation of Suda. Sudas Purim b'layla yinat yotze. But there's an inyan to eat at night. Now, Aleph, with the Mechaber, Sudas Purim Sha'asa Balayla, Lo Yotzei Dei Chavaso. If you have your Sudas Purim at night, you're not Yotzei. That's what comes out of the Gemara over there, in Megillah, on Dav Zayin. Hagol Mikom Okom, Gam Balayla Yismach V'yarbek Sas B'suda. At night, he should be also be B'simcha, and he should also have some sort of Suda at night. That Suda at night does not have to have bread, it's not a Chiv Suda. We'll soon discuss if the Suda Bayom needs bread, but the Suda at night does not need bread. And again, we said that there are those that say that Dafku, you should not have meat at night, because if we have meat at night, then someone might say, oh, I've already fulfilled my obligation to have Sudas Purim, and Sudas Purim is not Yotzei Balayla. Now, what about eating bread Bayom? So here, the Shari Tshuva brings down in Sifkat and Aleph, also Sudas Purim below Lechem Yotza. If you don't have bread at your Sudas Purim, you are nonetheless Yotze. Okay, however, this is not Pashit at all, and in order to get a better appreciation for this discussion and understand that this is in fact a Machlokes HaPoskim, we have to look at Sif Gimel. Siv Gimel tells us, Omer Alanisim Bebirkas HaMozom Bebirkas HaAretz. We know that we say Alanisim in benching after Birkas HaAretz. Vim Hitcho Sudasa Bayom. If you start the Suda Bayom, Umashcha Adalayla, the Suda continues until the nighttime. Omer Alanisim. Then you say Alanisim. Why? Debarsta Tchilas Suda Azlinen. We go after the beginning of the Suda. The Suda started out as a Purim Suda. Bo Bayom, even though it continued into the nighttime, you say Alanisim because we go after the beginning of the Suda. V'yesh Misha Omer, She'ein La Omro. The Mechaber concludes, Astam and a Yesh Misha Omer, usually Halacha Kestam, who had been over here Halacha Kestam, as we shall soon see. There is an opinion that says that you don't say Alanisim when you're benching at night. However, says the parentheses, which is assumed to be the Ramah, V'noagin kisvara rishona. The minig is like the svara rishona, that you go after the beginning of the Suda. So here, the two important Mishaburas, Sifkata and Tes Zayin. Tez Vav. Omer Alanisim Bebirkas Amazon. Vim Shachach Lomer Alanisim. If you forgot to say Alanisim, Yesh Omrin de Machzirin Oso. Vyesh Omrin de Ein Machzirin Oso. If you forgot to say Alanisim at the Purim Suda, there's a machlokas aposkim. If you're Yotzei Birkas Amazon and you have to bench again. Visafek Brochos Lahokel. The Mishnah Berurah concludes that it's a Safek Brochos and therefore you would not bench again. Now, the Prima Godin wants to say that this machlokas, whether Yotze benching or not, when you forget Alanisim, is totally in a different machlokas. It's totally in the machlokas of whether the Sudas Purim Yechayev to eat bread. It means we know that the first two Shabbos Sudas Yechayev to eat bread, if you don't eat bread, you're not Yotze. And therefore, if you forget Ritzay, you're Chayev to repeat benching. Shalosh Shudas, where the chadchila you're certainly supposed to have bread, but b'di'eved you could be yotze with other things. So who adin if you forget ritzei, you don't have to repeat benching. By yontif, you have to eat bread, and therefore if you forget yalviyavo, you have to repeat benching. By rosh chodesh, you don't have to eat bread, therefore if you didn't say yalviyavo, you do not have to repeat benching. So what's the din if you forget alanisim on Purim? So there's a machlokes haposkim. So says the Prima Godim, oh, it's totally in whether you're chayiv to eat bread. If you're chayiv to eat bread and you forget Alanisim, you'd have to repeat benching. If you're not chayiv to eat bread, then if you forget Alanisim, that you would not have to repeat benching. We paskin safek brachos lahakya. Now the minig, certainly one should eat bread at a Purim Suda. That's certainly an appropriate mahalach. And nonetheless, we pass in here like the Mishnah Berurah, Safik Brachos Lahakel, if one forgot Alanisim B'di'evet, he would not repeat benching. What would he do? The Mishnah Berurah continues, skipping down a couple of lines. Elakisha Magia Laharachaman, when you get to the Harachamans, Yama Harachaman, Hu Yaseh Lanu Nisim, and then you get into the Alanisim. Okay, while we're here in Sif Gimel, let's finish up Sif Gimel. So the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tez Zayin tells us, by saying Alanisim Yeshomim Dafka Kishalovis Bala Arvis. When do we say that if you end your suda at night, that you should say Alanisim? That's only if you haven't Davim Ma'ariv. Avamishis Balal Shuv Eina Omer Alanisim. Once you've Davim Ma'ariv, you can't say Alanisim anymore because it's already the next day. V'yeshomrim Dubachol Gavne Omer. The second opinion says no, it doesn't make a difference. Either way, you can say it. And therefore, V'yalkein Mehanochon Shivarech Birchas Amazon Kodem Sheyis Balal. Therefore, it's appropriate to bench before you daven ma'ariv, lehotzi atzmomi plukta, to get out of this machlokas. You're still involving yourself in another machlokas, but here the halacha has been stated, nogin kesvara rishona, that if you started yesuda bayom, you're going to bench with alanisim, even though you're benching at night when it's no longer Purim. And if you daven ma'ariv, so it becomes that much more complicated. Now, if you've forgotten Alanisim in the case where you're benching at night, that the Mishabura tells us in Sifkat and Yuzayin, Ubezeim lo omru bevadai im achzirin aso afilu da'as ha-machmin hanal, deho afilu b'lechadchila yesh plukto im lo omru lechanal. So we pass, anyway, you're not going to repeat the benching for Alanisim. But even according to those that say that you would repeat the benching, they would not tell you to repeat the benching when you were benching already at night after Purim. Here, if you look at the Shara Tzion, Sifkat and Yubayz says what we said before, that Yesh Ein Olchem Basar Balayla, Kadei Shlo Yitu, Shehu Su'udas Purim. V'inyin Kazet Toloi Lefi Minag Hamakom. Fine. Okay, so we see the Prima Gadol wants to tell us that there's the Machlokas of whether you have to repeat benching for forgetting Alanisim is directly related to the Machlokas of whether you're chayev to eat bread at the Purim Suda, and of course the minig is to eat bread at the Purim Suda. What about eating meat? Basar bakar, real live meat. Not exactly. What about eating basar bakar, not poultry, not chicken, not turkey, but real meat? Is there a chiyuv? Is there a mitzvah? Is there an inyan to eat meat? So regarding meat, so I brought down the guidelines, wants to say that the prevalent custom is to have real meat. And the Piskei Tshuvos seemed to come out quite strongly. He brought down many poskim say there's a chiyuv to have meat. Obviously, the Piskei Tshuvos knows a lot more than I do. But I had a little bit of an issue with this because the halacha by Yontif, which of course is Daraisa, so there the Bir Halacha says in Simen Tov Kuf Chav Tes, this is a very famous din. The Rambam says that Ein Simcha Ela Bebasa. And the Beis Yosef has a Tema. What are you talking about, Rambam? The Gemara says Ein Simcha Ela Bebasa Kajim. Only when you're eating Basa Kajim for the Beis HaMikdash. But nowadays that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Ein Simcha Ela BeYayin. Therefore there's a mitzvah to have a revius of Yayin at your Yontif Seuda. What about meat? So the Rambam seems to have invented an inyan of even meat that's not basar kachim, that there's a mitzvah to eat the meat, or a chiv to eat the meat. And the Beis Yosef disagrees with that very strongly. The Rambam made it up, because the Gemara only says basar kachim, and nowadays the Gemara says, doesn't say basar, nowadays we have yayin. So the conclusion of the Bir Halach over there at the very end of Hilchos Yontif is that it's a mitzvah ba'alma. It's not a chiv, it's a mitzvah ba'alma. It's hard for me to believe that on Purim, it's going to be a stronger obligation to have meat than it is on Yontif. One should consult his local halachic authority. The Piskei Tshuvos seems to come down that there is a more, I don't know, more of an inyan, but he seems to bring down very strongly that one should have meat. They bring down a smach from Simen Tuf Reish Tzadi Vav Siv Zayin, the next simen, which discusses an onain, one who has suffered the loss of a loved one and has not yet buried that loved one. So an onen is asur b'basar v'yayin, but on Purim, the Mechaber brings down, yesh misha omer, she onen mutter b'basar v'yayin. That even an onen is allowed to have basar v'yayin. So someone will be medayek from there, that you see there's an inyan to have basar on Purim. An onen, as far as I know, is also asur of to eat chicken, so maybe basar there means chicken, and over there it doesn't necessarily mean that there's a chiv. Okay. Everyone should consult his local halachic authority. Okay, the suda at night, we said there's an inyan to have a suda at night, that does not need bread. We said there's some makbid afka not to have meat. Okay, that's Sif Aleph. Now, I actually saw something very interesting over here. It brought down an Indian that we well know to have Hamantashen. So when I was a kid, we were told that Hamantashen have three corners because Haman's hat had three corners. In Israel, we call them Oznei Haman, ears of Haman, which sounds like Haman's ears were shaped like a Hamantash. And I saw recently that the reason we have Hamantash three-cornered pastries is to hint to the Medrash that Haman lost all his strength when he saw the zchus of the three avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So next time you eat the Hamantash, have in mind Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the zchus of the avos. I thought maybe this was related to the Kli Yakar that we discussed in Parsha Zachar, where we said that when they fought Amalek, Moshe, Aaron, and Hur, the son of Miriam, represented Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, went to the top of the mountain. It's the schus of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim with which we can defeat Amalek. And that was the schus. We know Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were also the Amudim of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim in their door. And therefore, that was the schus that Haman lost his strength when he saw them, because that's the koach that we have against Haman and against Amalek. Okay, very nice one. Sif Beis. Ooh, very famous and important and controversial din. Chayev Inish. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Before we go on to the beginning of Sif Beis, let's do the end of Sif Beis. Halfway through the Ramah, Sif Beis, three lines up from the bottom of the page, before we get into the very important, famous, and controversial din. V'nogin laso sudas purim la'achar mincha. It's the minhag is the first daven mincha, then to have a sudas purim. Va'arvis yispala balayla, marav yidaven at night. Mispala mincha tchila. First we daven mincha, ba'oda yom gadol. Verova suda tzricha liyaz bayom. Most of the purim suda should be bayom, not at night. Velo kamoshe nogin hatchil samuch la'erev. Not like some people know it right before shkia to wash, and most v'ikra suda hilal tezlov. It should be bayom. Most of it should be bayom. Ukishachal purim. Beyom Shishi, when Purim comes out on a Friday, Yasu Asuda B'Shachris, Mishum Kavod Shabbos. On Friday, you should make the Suda earlier because of Kavod Shabbos. Umishur Tzelasos Tomid B'Shachris, or Rishus B'Yodo. If you always want to make the Purim Suda in the morning, you're allowed to do so. Period. The Rambam continues, Yesh Omrim Sheyesh Lechol Machal Zironim B'Purim. There's a minig to have seeds, or what we used to call Mon Homentashin, filled with poppy seeds. Why Zechel is Zeronim? To remember the seeds she'achal Daniel v'chavera b'bavel, that Daniel and his friends would eat in the king's palace in Bavel. And they say Esther also. Right, Mishabur says Sifkat and Yubez. V'gam Esther achal Zeronim k'darmina b'perakam et Megillah. Okay. V'tov la'asok ma'ab b'torah kodem she'atchal asuda. The suda should start with Torah. U'smach l'davar la'hudimai sa'ora v'simcha. Vidarshinan in the Gemara, Ora Zu Torah, first comes Ora, then comes Simcha, first comes Torah, then comes Simchas Su'udas Purim. V'chayev v'mishteh v'simchah k'sas b'beiz yamim. There's a little bit of a chiyev to have mishteh v'simcha not only on your day of Purim, but on the other day as well, on your Dalet and Tezlov. V'chei nagu v'yesh omrim. Now the Ramah tells us, V'yesh omrim dim hizik echoretz chavera mikach Simchas Purim. If Reuven damages Shimon through his Simchas Purim, Pater Mila Shalim, he does not have to pay. Here the Mishnah Berurah clarifies this din in Sifkata and Yegimel and Yedalid. Yegimel, he says, this is only a small hezek, but Bach Mechalik bin Hezek Gadol Lekotam, bin Guf, bin Beguf, bin Bamamon. The Hezek Gadol, if you damage someone seriously, God forbid, Makpidin Ve'ein Minag Lifter. The Hezek Gadol. There's only small damages, but large damages, one would still have to be chayef to pay, even if he was damaged in a simchadika state. And Sifkat Yedalad tells us, Perish Asa Mikach Simcha, Avam Kivein L'Hazik Chayev. If he's machaving to damage, he's going to be chayev regardless. And the Shalmei Moed brings down from Rosh Hashanah Orbach that there's a chilek between Simchas Purim, which is Pater, and what he calls Kalus Hada'as Stama. Stam Kalas Hada'as, which one would be chayef for. What exactly that chilek is, so obviously everything has to be taken to a Rav, to a Bezdin. Okay, so that is Gimel and Aleph and half of Beis. Let's do the first half of Beis, the exciting, controversial part. Chayef Inish of Asume Bepuria wants chayef to get drunk on Purim. until he doesn't know the difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. So the Gemara, this is a Gemara, Megillah Dav Zayin, Amar Rava Chayiv Inish of Asumi. The Gemara then brings down a story where two Amoraim had a suda together. One got drunk and Shachte killed his friend, or severely hurt his friend. Different Mepharshim explain the Gemara differently. And he davened and he had a Refuah Shelema. So it comes, the Ran brings down Rabbeinu Ephraim. Why does the Gemara tell us you have to get drunk and then bring a story where one Amora killed another Amora? Pashup Shachli, he slaughtered him, and then it was a Tchias HaMeisim. Why does the Gemara bring down such a story? It's what we call in the Gemara, Maisa Listor. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Ephraim, this is not Lahalacha. We don't paskin like Rava. However, most poskim, including the Shulchan Aruch, as we've just seen, paskins, chayev inish levesumi bepuri, you chayev to get drunk. So what's the pshat? So there's a famous Yad Ephraim that I first heard from my Rebbe, Reb Lipman Osher ben Brindel, who should have refuah shalema besoch shacholei Yisrael. The Yad Ephraim says, ad velo ad bichlal. He says he had this, he was very bothered by this din. He had a vision at night, he had a dream, and it came to him, ad velo ad bichlal. Meaning up to, but not including that point. Huadin the Sfasema says, it means not chayev to reach that point, but as long as you haven't reached that point, you're still chayev to involve yourself in mishteh v'simcha, but not that the goal is to reach that point. The Rama tells us, Hagav Yeshom de Einzach Lishtaker Kokach, don't get so drunk. El Yishta Yosem Ilimudo, drink a little bit more than you usually drink. V'yashen, then go to sleep. And we talk Shiyashen, since you're sleeping. Ene Yodea ben Aru Haman Lebaruch Mordechai. Then you don't know the difference between Haman and Mordechai. V'echad Amarva, v'echad Amamit, whether you eat, we drink a lot or a little. The Iker is, Ubavad Shechavin Liba LaShemayim. The Kavanos Hashem Shemayim, it's not an excuse to, go crazy, something that you really want to do all year round, and you can't, so Purim is the opportunity to do that. Chas v'shalom, it's a time to focus on the Shem Shemayim, on Avas Hashem. We know that Rizal said, Yom Kippur is like Purim. On Purim, there's tremendous Kedusha, one can reach tremendous, tremendous heights through drinking, if it's done properly. And if he prepares himself all year round, the endless anas, but Purim, one should not fast on Purim, mevad tainus chalom, except for a tainus chalom, one is allowed to fast. Ayin Hilchos Tainis Chalom and Simon Tov Kuf Samaches with Tov Kuf Ayin. Yesh Enogu Lilbosh Big Day Shabbos V'yontov B'Purim V'chein Nachon. It's proper to wear Big Day Shabbos V'yontov on Purim. How that fits into the minig of dressing up? Unclear. Maybe for the Megillah reading or in Shul wear Big Day Shabbos and then dress up afterwards. Okay, there are different pshatim. What does it mean being Aruch Haman LeBaruch Mordechai? The Beragola talks about the Gematrias, and there's a Mishabura that gets into it a little bit. I don't want to get into that too much. The Beragola says, Dibar Masal Chayev Inish, how can Chazal ask us to do something that you see in Kol HaTerakula is a terrible Avera, getting drunk, led to terrible things by Achashverosh, by Noach, by Lot. So he says, that's here, all the Nisim happened through Mishta, through drinking, and therefore to remember that, we do the drinking. However, Kozel the Mitzvah, the La'akev, the Mishabura concludes. And again, the whole point is to lead to Avas HaTorah, Avas Hashem. And the next Bir Alocha brings down that if you're doing it the wrong way, then you are in fact, if it leads to Averas, then certainly that's not a good thing, that's a bad thing, that's not the point, that has to be done properly. And certainly not everyone is cut out for this Mitzvah. But if you have seen Talmidei Chachamim do this mitzvah properly, it's a very, very, very impressive and chashuva thing to see. People get drunk and just spew forth Torah, and then they start crying how they haven't reached their potential and how much more potential they have. And it's really very inspiring to see big people do this properly. And of course, it's a very big turnoff to see little people do this improperly. I would say do this mitzvah by them. It's not a mitzvah anymore. It's another. Okay. So, bottom line, the Ramah tells us to drink a little bit more than we usually do and go to sleep. And that they bring down as Harav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He himself, that's how he was noheg. Okay. Siv Dalid. We're running out of time. Mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. We know there's a mitzvah to send Shloach Manos. Tafresh Tadhei Siv Dalet. Chayav L'shloach L'chaveiro Shtei manos, you're chayev to send your friend two portions. Shtei manos basar, two portions of meat, o shel minei ochlim, or two different types of foods. Shenema u'mishloach manos ish l'reyehu. Shtei matanos l'ish echad. We send two things to one person. Mishabura Sifkatan Yates says this is as opposed to Matanos Levyonim. Matanos Levyonim, we give two things to two people. Here we give two things to one person. Why is that? Says the Mishabura Yates. Ba'anim hikpidu litin l'shnei anim. The mitzvah l'chalik mashenkin ba'ashir didai kishenosein le'echad. When you're giving to an ashir, so what's the difference if you're giving to one or two? You might as well give two things to one person. But ba'anim, if I have $100, it's more chashiv to give $50 to Reuven and $50 to Shimon than to give all 100 to either Reuven or Shimon. And that's what we see over here by the mitzvah of matanos levyonim. Okay, there are two basic reasons brought down in the postgame for Shalach Manos, and if you go through Hilchos Shalach Manos thoroughly, you see that this Yesod and this Chakira comes up over and over and over. The Chumash Hadashin tells us the reason for Mishloach Manos is so that everyone will have food for Sudas Purim. It's to supply your friend with food for the Suda. The Manos Halevi tells us no. It's to increase brotherhood amongst Klal Yisrael. Why Dafgan Purim do we have to increase brotherhood amongst Klal Yisrael? Because Haman, who is the best Lashon Hara teller in the history of the world, told Achashverosh, Yeshno Am Echad Mufuzar Umufurad Bein Ha'amim. Mufurad, the Gemara tells us, means Pirud. They're not getting along. The Jews are not getting along, therefore they don't have divine protection. Therefore Haman tells Achashverosh, don't worry, we can take care of them and we can get rid of them. So to show the Hama was wrong, we give Mishloach Manos to our friends to increase brotherhood amongst Klal Yisrael. So these two reasons, whether it's to enhance the Sudas Purim, or it's to increase brotherhood amongst Klal Yisrael, these two reasons play themselves out over and over, and we'll see a few examples as we discuss the halachas right now. First of all, the Mechaber tells us we're supposed to give two manot basar. Sounds like you don't need necessarily two different foods. Sounds like if you give them two pieces of meat, two pulkis, so you're yotze, even though they taste exactly the same. You don't need two different types of food, you just need two portions of food. So there are those that say that. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says not like that, and the Minig certainly is not like that. The Minig is to give two different types of food. What's pshat in the Mechaber? So says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not pshat in the Mechaber that you're giving two pulkis. Or maybe you are giving two pulkis, but the two pulkis, one is roasted and one is southern fried. The two pulkis taste differently. That's when he says shtei manot basar, he means two different pieces of meat that were prepared differently and therefore taste differently and therefore are considered to be two separate dishes. But just to take one type of food and cut it in half and give it as two different things, that does not count. And that is the minhag, to give two different things to one person. The Mishnah Berurah here tells us, Sifkatan Yirches, very famous, Tshuvas Binyan Tzion. The Binyan Tzion has a suffix, if you give the Matanos Levyon, the Mishloach Manos, by yourself, but lo ayadei Shaliach, if you're Yotze, maybe you Davka have to give it through a Shaliach, because the Pasuk says, U'mishloach Manos. So you need a Davka ayadei Shaliach. Famous Binyan Tzion. So the Chasam Sofer says that even according to the Binyan Tzion, you don't need to give it to a bar shlichos. It doesn't have to be a gadol. It has to be more than 13 years old. No, you can even give it to a kid. You can give it to a monkey. As long as you know that it gets to its destination, that doesn't matter. It's not a din shaliach. Now, there are those that disagree entirely on the Binyan Tzion. In fact, there are those that say the opposite. They say that the rule mitzvah bo, yosemi bishlucho, better to do a mitzvah on your own than through a shaliach, applies over here, just like it applies to every other mitzvah. I once heard from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik that he was very bothered by this Binyan Tzion. He did not think that this was lahalacha at all. And they bring down that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach himself was makbid to give it al-yidei shaliach, but when he was asked, he told others that you do not have to give the Mishloach Manos al-yidei shaliach. Okay, that's Sifkat on Yud Ches. Again, chayav lishloach lechaver shtei manos. So here, sifkatan chaf. Mine ochlin, two mine ochlim, Sivkat and Chav tells us, skipping down one line, Uba inan shiye min ocha mavusha vlobasar chai, de mishloch monos, haroi miyad la achila mashma. The Yesh Omrim, the Kemchu Shochut, Veroilis Basha miyad shari. Zemachokas, if you give raw meat, if you're Yotze, some say you're Yotze, because you could cook it and serve it and eat it. Others say, no, it has to be prepared. And the meaning is to give, at least to fulfill your mitzvah. We usually give many mishloch manos, and they don't really matter. As long as you're giving one properly, the others don't count and don't matter. The proper way to give it is to give something that is already prepared. So I was mistapek. What about tea and coffee? People like to give tea and coffee. Would we consider that to be like basar chai? That has to be prepared. It's not yet prepared. And therefore, according to one opinion here, you're not yotze. Or maybe no. There's a svar to say that this is much more easily prepared than raw meat, and therefore one could be yotze with tea and coffee. I didn't have a chance to ask this question to Rav Nevenzel, unfortunately. Okay, the Bir Halacha tells us, Divar Maschil Chaya Lashlocha Chavero, Chayod Machiach Mina Yerushalmi Dim Sholech La'ashir Dover Pachot Eina Yotze Bezei Dei Mishloch Manos. If I give to a wealthy man some very small, dinky, measly Mishloch Manos, they're not going to be Yotze. So some want to say that this is totally in this machlokes that we had before between the Chumas Hadeshin and the Manos Alevi. If it's to provide Suda needs for the recipient, so if he's an Ashir, he's not going to serve my measly stuff at his Suda, I would not be Yotze. But if I myself, the giver, is a poor person, and he's showing that he's really giving from his heart, even though it's measly, but his mom is penniless, so then it's still promoting brotherhood because he's giving what he can and it's the thought that counts. That's one way of understanding it. And we could flip it. What if a wealthy person gives to an ani? So we could say the opposite. If a wealthy person gives something measly to the ani, but measly things for aniyim can also be served at a Purim Suda. So maybe he would be yotze. But it's not going to promote brotherhood because you're an usher. Why are you giving me something measly? I would expect more from you. So it goes both ways. Then the Mechaber tells us, "V'im ein lo machlif im chavero." If you don't have enough money to give mishloach manos, so two friends should trade. I'll give you, and you give me. Zeh shalech lezeh sudaso v'zeh shalech lezeh sudaso k'tei lekayim u'mishloach manos yisrael. We can be mekayim mishloach manos by switching. That's a Gemara in Megillah Dav Zayin. That's how the Ran understands it. The Mechaber passes like the Ran. There's a very controversial Rashi over here that the Beis Yosef has a tema on. The Bach has a very interesting pshat in that Rashi. But we don't have time. We're not going to get into that right now. Ayin Shom for homework. Mishabura tells us, no, Ramo tells us, Hago, V'yesh l'shloch manos bayom v'lo b'layla. You have to give it bayom and not b'layla, like we started this year off from Tofresh Tadi Dalid. Says the Mishabura, V'ho adin matanos lav yonim. Again, that's what we just spoke about, that for the Makabel, it has to be bayom, according to the Bir Halacha in the last siman. Sif Katan Chav Dalid tells us, no, first we have to continue in the Ramah, sorry. V'misholeach manos l're'ehu, I send mishloach manos to my friend, v'hu ein rotz l'kablom, he doesn't want to accept it. O mochelo, or he says, I'm oichel, you keep it. So says the Ramah, yoyotze, and they want to explain, because it shows brotherhood. If I give you mishloach manos, so I'm showing brotherhood. So once I've already shown the brotherhood, I don't have to enhance your Purim Suda, says the Manos Alevi. So therefore, you're Yotzi. However, the Mishabura brings down in Sivkat Mechav Dalid that the Prichodesh disagrees, and so does the Chasam Sofer, because they are Chayshish for the other opinion. It has to enhance the Suda. It doesn't enhance the Suda if I don't accept it. Of course, they point out that it depends why I'm not accepting it. If I don't accept it out of anger, so it could be that hasn't promoted brotherhood at all, and even according to the first, even the Ramah perhaps, would say that would not work. And the other nafkamina is between these two opinions. What if you send it anonymously? The Ksav Sofer declares the Chakir, if it's sent anonymously, it provides your Suda needs, but it doesn't promote brotherhood because you don't know that you've gotten it from me. Therefore, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach was very makbid to know from whom the Shalach Manos came. I thought to say, and I said this over to a Talmud Chacham today who seemed to agree with me, is that according to Rav Dassler's Kunchus HaChesed, that when Reuven gives to Shimon, it's not that Shimon now likes Reuven better, but rather it's the giver that likes the recipient better. When I give to you, it causes me to love you more. And that's why parents love their children more than the children love the parents. So according to this, if I give anonymously, there's room to say that you be Yotzi, even according to the Manos HaLevi. I got it anonymously, but at least the giver knows that he gave it to you. And if the giver knows that he gave it to you, so then he feels closer to you, even though you don't feel closer to him. Who is the brotherhood for? Is the brotherhood for the recipient to feel closer to the giver, or that the giver should feel closer to the recipient? That's my own thing that I thought of recently. Let's finish up.
Women are chayav in all the mitzvahs like men, so a husband should make sure that his wife does the mitzvah, or he should tell her that he's doing it for her.
Ish tishlach li isha, v'ish li ish, men to men, women to women, aval lo behefech, why, shelo yavo ish lishloach la'almana, a man should not come to send mishloach manos to a widow, v'yavo lidei safek kiddushin, it'll look like a safek kiddushin, aval b'matanos levyonim, ein lochush. But b'matanos levyonim, you don't have to worry about this idea. Okay, I also thought that, let's say I put out Mishloach Manos in Shul. I have a neighbor, he puts out Mishloach Manos in the Shul. And then he disappears. After davening, and he kind of disappears. So if I come and I find it there and I take it, but I don't know, he doesn't know to whom he's given the Mishloach Manos, so maybe that's also totally in the Chakira. It enhances my Purim Suda, but maybe you don't feel closer to me. I don't feel closer to you. I don't know from whom it's come, and you don't know who got it. Or if I do know who got it. Anyway, all these different chakiras and nafkaminas on the differences for the reasons of Mishloach Manos. Is it to enhance the Suda or to promote brotherhood amongst Klal Yisrael? We should be zocha to fulfill the mitzvahs b'shleimuso. Again, it's kedai to make one Mishloach Manos that you do go all out. Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach writes that it should be something chashuv for the makabel and for the nosein. For one of them, do properly, and the rest, play all the games and give all the junk and everything else that we give. And conclude with the Mishnah Berurah tells us very strongly in the last siman, Tofresh Tzadi Dalid, Sifkot Don Gimel, that the Iker is to give Matanos Lavyonim. That's more important than spending money on Mishloach Manos, and more important than spending money on the Suda. There's no simcha like a simcha to be misameach those who have less than we do. And we should be zocha to do all the mitzvahs properly, get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and enhance our Ben Olam HaChaver, Ben Olam HaMakom, and reach the tremendous daggers of Avas Hashem that one can reach on Purim.